Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
And a big part of the war is voting tomorrow. People of common sense. Great good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 and change here in the Great Northeast this beautiful Monday, November 3, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day. Every day is. To fight for America. Defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and just one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Orazio, Pat Caluso, Old Forge, West Scranton, William Eckroat, Wanamee, and Thomas Biter, Danville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising a sanctuary of sanity for all as we navigate the rest of this morning, because these people that you're wondering, are they a little touched? Yeah, they're insane. I promise you, you're right. Your instincts are 100% on. Hey, hopefully we'll be talking with Mark Payne, Scranton City Council candidate, a little bit later. He's just a great guy. He's a solid guy. And he deserves to be on that council. He just deserves to be on that council. Well, it is Monday. So what do we do on Mondays? We do a lot of things, but one of the things we do is this Dancing with the Stars veteran, this NFL football coach, this NFL football player, this Penn State star, this New Jersey Hall of Fame coach. Yeah, we call on Chet Parlavecchio to find out what he saw and what he likes in college and NFL football. Chester, my man, how are you?
What's up, Bobby? Dancing with the Stars veteran.
You did it. So you're a veteran. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a veteran. Yeah. Hey, how's everything going, my friend?
Everything's great. Tell me now, what happened over the weekend that caught your attention? We'll start with college.
All right, we'll start with college. Well, obviously, you know, you watch Penn State gave a valiant effort for a half. I mean, they went out and they played. They didn't lay down, which shows a lot of character. Shows the resilience of the kids. But, you know, one thing, you know, the obvious happens. Talent takes over. And right now, Ohio State obviously has superior talent, and they established the line of scrimmage. Our inability to run, I mean, Katron Allen and the other kid, they must want to jump off a cliff right now, because, I mean, you're talking about you had the best 1-2 running back combination arguably in the country, and they just can't get going. They just can't block it, win the line of scrimmage and can't get going. So, obviously, it's been a tough year for them. The kids showed resiliency for a half. They played in there tough. They didn't go in there and lay down. I'm sure they'll finish the season the rest of the way, and then the work has to be done. So,
well, Chester, here's a question I had. Have you ever seen, at least from, I mean, they were number two in the country before the season started. Yeah. Now their coach is gone, who recently signed an extension, all that. Have you ever seen a collapse like this?
No, you know something, Bobby, but I have a feeling that's going to be the trend in college football. You're going to see drastic actions like this because of the ability to fix problems quicker. Again, like we've discussed in the past with the portal and the NIL money, they're not going to prolong things and wait things out like they used to. I think they're going to move quick, because if you move quick, get new people in there quick, they get their idea of what they need to do to make things better, mm-hmm. and they're able to act on it much quicker and build things quicker. Now, are they short-term fixes? Yeah, in some respects. Look at Colorado. That was a one-year deal. You had his son. You had the other kid in Jacksonville that the Heisman Trophy winner had a great lineup there, and now things settle in. Those portal guys are gone, and now you see mediocrity to below mediocrity in Colorado. But the ability to fix things quicker, I think, will make schools act quicker, and that might be a trend. Obviously, we saw it with Kelly. These things might, continue to go. So it'll be something to watch for sure. Yeah. But I tell you what, you talk about the volatility of the top 25 and the way things move, and I don't know whether you call it parity or mediocrity. The jury's still out on that. But with pretty much 3 weeks to go, I thought it was interesting. I'm looking, because now the picture of the tournament is starting to take form. You're looking for the top 12, see who's going to be in there. And it's interesting to me, we're getting into that discussion about teams with two losses. And now, once again, that's to me where strength of schedule becomes paramount. And mm-hmm. one thing that was very interesting to me, and I'm on my little soap opera with Notre Dame. Notre Dame has two losses. They lost to Miami and Texas A&M. Now, what's happening is the Miami loss, after them losing a second time now to SMU, is not looking like a very good loss like it did early in the year. It's looking like Miami isn't what we thought they were. So you have one questionable loss, and the loss to A&M, they've been solid throughout the year. I don't think we have an argument with the top 6 to 8 teams that are up there now, but here's going to be your argument. You look at teams like Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, who just lost a brawl to Texas, Missouri, they all have two losses, and they play in a much superior league than Notre Dame does. As a matter of fact, as we all know, Notre Dame doesn't play in a league at all. So now, very arguably, a lot of those teams are going to have three losses because they're going to play in conference championships, mm-hmm. whether it be SEC, Big Ten, ACC, and Notre Dame won't play in one, so they avoid that. Their remaining games, they have Navy, Stanford, and Pitt. The only team that will even hit back is Pitt. And that's a 7-win team, but it's an ACC 7.
Oh, my guy John Perillo would argue that Navy's the best team in the country now.
Well, we're going they're going to get a chance. Like I said, if Notre Dame's gone, it wouldn't shock me if Navy hung around. Yeah. Would not shock me if Navy hung around. Hold it. Boston College just hung around. Boston College played the hell out of Notre Dame this weekend. They had 400 and some yards in offense. So it wasn't like, Notre Dame came in there and blew BC out. Mm-hmm. Coach O'Brien does a great job down there. So it's going to be interesting in the college, in the college sector, in the college way of thinking, how they're going to judge these two lost teams. They've already moved. Vanderbilt loses to Texas, a great, real good Texas team. They all of a sudden drop below Notre Dame. Oklahoma dropped below Notre Dame. Texas is. So my point is, we did the annual love affair with Notre Dame. We give them their hired spot, and then we're going to see what two losses do to teams on the way down, because there's going to be a lot of debate. You open this up to 12 teams now, you could bet they're going to be fighting for those spots, I would say 8 through 12. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have a lot of good arguments for all those spots. It'll be interesting to see.
Chet Parlavecchio, let's go to the NFL. What did you see? What did you like?
Well, again, we're halfway through the year, and I think what has to be done, again, with the Jets and Philadelphia having bye weeks, we look at our locals. I mean, Pittsburgh played as good a football game as I've seen the Steelers play in a long time. Defensively, they look like the old Steelers. They had, 4 or 5 sacks, turnover. Watt was pressuring all day long. They did a great job in the secondary. I thought they did a great job against maybe one of the best offensive football teams, highest scoring team in the league. They shut them down. They did a great job. Indy made a run late, but, I thought Pittsburgh was the better team. And, again, our boy Rodgers, just efficient as hell, just efficient. I just would like to see the Steelers get running the football. They just can't seem to get running the football. You look at the Giants, again, Jackson Dart is developing. He's a tough kid. He's not in awe of the moment. you know, he did some real good things against San Francisco, but San Francisco just has too much right now. The Giants defensively have injuries all over the place, and it's just going to play out the string.
That Scandaboo loss is a big deal, too, I think.
That's huge. I mean, it's a big loss. But again, you know, it's a big loss, but it's not determining the season. I mean, he's a rookie that played six games. I mean, let's not get crazy here, all right?
But he brought some spirit to the team, though,
exactly.
You know?
He brought some enthusiasm. He's a character. It's great stuff to see him and Dart. But let's not pretend it's a difference maker. Like, if he's there, you know, we win. We're not there yet. In time, it might become that, but not that. So, but I said the interesting thing to do at the end here this week is let's look at we're literally at around the halfway mark and look at the power structure and what looks like a playoff picture on each side. In the NFC, it stayed pretty stable. I mean, San Francisco, Philadelphia, the Rams, Seattle, which, by the way, Darnold looks incredible. He's definitely an MVP candidate. Again, Mac Jones in San Francisco is doing a great job in Purdy, and then Stafford's just solid as could be, and Philadelphia is Philadelphia. The only surprises in the playoff picture in the NFC would be, I think, Washington. I mean, Washington right now looks like they're in a lot of trouble, and with Rich McCall going down yesterday, Daniel going down, it's going to be tough for them to make hay.
Detroit shocked me.
Well, again, a lot of penalties yesterday. They had real problem in their protections. I haven't seen him get pressured like that in a long time. I listened to the post game. Coach Campbell was not real happy the way they looked. A lot of mental mistakes. That's something that they've got to clean up. And again, I think they will, you know, kind of with the metal that he's made out of in Minnesota. Hey, McCarthy, look good. Let's give Minnesota a little credit on the other side. J.J. McCarthy came out and did a nice job. So, again, a good win for Minnesota. But you can see the power structure there is, you know, the way the index there is pretty stable the way it's always been. Again, Washington and Minnesota will be the only guys on the outside looking in that I question. The AFC, you literally have a change of the power base there. You had the years of Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Houston. They were perennial playoff teams. They're on the outside looking in right now. They're on the outside looking in. You've got Kansas City, who will be solid. Don't get me wrong. They're going to get in. But as of today, after that loss last night to Buffalo, they're on the outside looking in. And I do believe Baltimore will get in. Their schedule is friendly. With Lamar back, they have time. They will get in. Cincinnati, again, look at Joe Flacco. What a great – again, you second week in a row, you've scored 35 points and lost the game.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how inept they are defensively. That's not going to go away, and Cincinnati will end up on the outside looking in. A bad loss by Houston yesterday. So, but if you look at the teams that that are in the league right now, Jacksonville, Denver, New England. I mean, New England's the story of the year so far. Them and Indianapolis are the story of the year again. Yesterday. Drake May doesn't play a great game. He's a little careless with the football in the pocket, throws a pick. But you know something, Bobby? He's a winner. The kid knows how to win. He's a tough, hard. He reminds me of a young Baker Mayfield. Young, tough kid that knows how to win. Denver defensively just plays great defense because offensively, they're like watching. They're like taking NyQuil. You just doze off and whatever happens, happens. Indy. Again, Indy had a rough night yesterday, but they're solid. Daniel Jones is doing a great job. They're going to be solid all the rest of the way through. In Jacksonville, the inconsistency of Lawrence, you know, shocks me. But again, they, you know, big win yesterday, got an overtime win with the Raiders, and they're right in the meat of it. So in the AFC, things have changed a little bit. It's going to be interesting down the stretch here. See who gathers themselves, who takes care of injuries, what happens in the battle of attrition in the NFL. And like I said, at the halfway mark, there's a good playoff picture there. We see where the power structure lies, and we'll see how it plays out.
All right. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio, with our football wrap-up. Thank you, Chester. Always love it.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
We look forward to next week, man. Have a good one.
You too, Bobby. All Take right. care, bro.
Vote for Chinarelli out there, would you? If he heard me. I'm going to text him to tell him vote for Chinarelli for governor. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our sponsors. a little music, a little history. We got Mark Payne, Scranton City Council candidate, on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We played that for Cutie. Murph tells us, though, this date, 1975, Barry Manilow released his hit, I Write the Songs. I don't think he wrote it. And of course, before that, the ever long-winded Bill Clinton is elected 42nd President of the United States. I thought H.W. was the man, but unfortunately, we got Clinton and we got Hillary after that. So there's been a long hangover from the Clintons. Well, a guy that we need to get in office is Mark Payne. He's running for Scranton City Council. Mark, how are you? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, what occupies you on this last day of campaigning?
Oh, my God. It's crazy. I mean, we're trying to get all our poll workers together, get all our paperwork together for everybody, the handouts, that kind of thing, just making sure everybody's in the spot that we need them to be in. You know, and I mean, tomorrow's a huge election. We need everybody to actually come out and vote. I mean, you know, especially the Republicans. I'm for some reason, and turnout's been really low for municipal elections. And, you know, people got to realize that it grows from inside out. It's nice to look at the big picture, you know, on the national side and say, okay, we did our job and we got what we need. No, we do not. We need to change things here. It'll be easier on the big elections if you know, we start working better and controlling our city, our towns, our neighborhoods. And that's where it has to start. We need people to get out and vote.
Well, I got to tell you, on behalf of a lot of people, a lot of Scrantonians, fellow Scrantonians, we're just so happy that you decided to run again, because we just need, no matter who the mayor is, even if it's my guy, even if it's Gene Barrett, we need council people who will watch and notice things and bring things to everybody's attention, and you're the guy to do it.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I'll work with anybody, whoever wins. I mean, I like Gene. I like Trish. I do not dislike Paige. I mean, no matter who wins, I'll work with them. And that's what the important part is. No matter who the mayor is in our city, we need council that's supposed to be there fighting for us, to be our watchdog of whatever administration's in there and trying to pass. Mm-hmm. Just not a rubber stamp. I mean, it's easy to vote no when you know that, you know, your colleagues are all going to vote yes. So it's easy to take that stand. But, you know, as a council person that's fighting for the people, you need to fight. You need to talk those people into, you know, no, this is, you're voting wrong. You need to do this way. And for what reasons? And, you know, stick up for the people.
And Paige Cognetti has had three blind mice following her. Smurl's running for re-election on a write-in. She's had three blind mice helping her bring this city to its knees.
Oh, basically, yeah. And I mean, you
you can tell when you're talking to them or watching city council that they already made their mind up when they bring things out.
As well,
like Smurl did with this last vote for the walkability that they're doing downtown. And he said before everybody else was in there to talk about it that he was going to vote for it. And that's not the way it's supposed to work. Listen to your constituents.
Mark Payne, did you think we needed to spend $30 million to be able to better walk around Scranton? I walk around Scranton all the time. I don't think they need $30 million. That's insane.
No, if we're spending that kind of money, I mean, downtown, thank God we have a lot of great developers in our city. And these guys have built our city up downtown. It's wonderful. It looks great. I think it's fine. If we're spending $30 million, we need to put it into our neighborhoods. Walk around their neighborhoods. Like, you know, the last 9 months, knocking doors and talking with people in different sections of the city, whether it was East Scranton, North Scranton, West Side, Center City, wherever. The neighborhoods are a catastrophe, and they're all complaining. They all complain of either the blight or the homelessness or whatever's going on in their city. We need to put that money into our neighborhoods, and that'll build a stronger community.
Amen. Well, Mark Payne, stay safe and strong on the campaign trail. Keep plugging for us. We need you, brother.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. And absolutely, just remind everybody, it's important. We've got to get out to vote tomorrow, no matter what it is. Call us. We're providing rides. We're doing whatever we have to do to get you to the polls.
Amen. Mark Payne, right. Scranton City Council. We'll take a break and be back with the Veterans Tribute after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Veterans Tribute, this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga, featuring his first company. And his biggest company, Eastern Roofing Systems, based in Jessup. They're one of the premier industrial, institutional, commercial roofers in the eastern United States. And they bring all that expertise to bear on your home's roof, your small building's roof, because they're based in Jessup. When we go to the great Bloomsburg American Legion, they've got a stone that says, "What is a veteran?" I'll add a little bit to it. It says a veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. Amen. Thomas Biter, Army veteran, retailer, enjoyed playing Uno. He was 86 when we lost him, October 27th. He was from Danville, born in Williamsport, graduate of St. Mary's High School in that city. He served this country with honor in the United States Army. He married the love of his life, Letitia Williams Biter, for 34 years. They were married back in 1990. Tom was a dedicated, self-employed retailer, opening Biter's department store in 1977. His infectious laugh, warm personality, illuminated every room he entered. He was known for his humble demeanor and selfless spirit. He found joy of handing out popcorn for the children of Liberty Valley Elementary School, a simple gesture that brought smiles to their faces. He had a special gift for seeing the beauty in little things and shared that joy with everyone around him. He was a respected leader in the Danville community, serving on a number of boards. and a remarkable zest for life. He loved playing cards. He was a longtime parishioner of St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Danville, surviving in addition to his wife. He was a father and a stepfather. He's also survived by 21 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandson. We had a great gang he put together and a great legacy. Thomas Biter, Danville. Our great veteran this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with a chance of a late day shower, high 60. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 42. Tuesday, partly sunny and breezy, 57. Wednesday, morning sun, then cloudy with a chance of scattered showers, 60 degrees. Sweet. Murph says this date, 75. They released their hit, Fox on the Run, in the U.S. Been in touch with my friends in Jersey, including our Manchester. They got high hopes for Chitterelli. And, maybe that's why they're my friends. They all voted for Chitterelli. somebody says, the crime at my address is up 500% in Scranton. Those are my statistics. I've had my car broken into three times. Things stolen off the porch twice in the last 2 years. Can't get my streetlight replaced for 3 years, and I called at least 20 times. Sorry. Look, that's their plight. Now, she's incompetent when she's there, or at least pretending to be full-time mayor. When she leaves us to run for Congress full-time, it's going to get worse. Bob LTS, retired guy here. Tell me, how do you fight it when a good number of voters just pull the lever that says Democrat, because they always have? A lot of them know nothing about the candidates, just the party. How do you fight that? Well, we try to educate them here. And I'll support Democrats that are good. I'm supporting a registered Democrat running independent in Gene Barrett. Proudly so. Somebody texts him, the bike lanes Paige Cognetti promotes and wants will destroy not only the city of Scranton, but also the many municipalities next to Scranton, including Dunmore, Taylor, Dixon City. The congestion will reach out to Interstate 81 all the way back to the airport and beyond. These bike lanes must not be implemented. Case closed. Well, no less an expert than former city engineer John Poches went and said, this is not a good idea. I don't think it's, you know, the end of the world's not going to come, but $30 million that could be used elsewhere and desperately needs to be used elsewhere. And here we are with a fantasy by Mayor Cognetti to be friends with all her left-wing buddies. It's crazy. One of our great listeners texted, Bob, can we give a plug to Anthony Smith for mayor of 44th? A veteran, a police officer, and a friend with lots of integrity. Well, we just did. Good luck to you, Anthony Smith. Somebody says, I don't call the police anymore. Well, same person. I don't call the police anymore because they probably have enough to do. Crime has spiked big time under this mayor. And instead of answering the question and say, here's what I'm going to do about it, Mayor Cognetti says, oh, well, we invested in technology. Well, it ain't doing us any good. It's all the nonsense. All the nonsense. And we can't do it. We really can't do it. Harry from Dunmore surprises Senator Fetterman, who's been actually telling the truth. Oh, Lord. Somebody points out Marty Flynn is backing bike lanes. What? I never heard that. My God. That's frightening. Marty, you got enough problems without that. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, let's do so. Let's hear from our great sponsors. We heard from a lot of great candidates today, which is good. But let's take our break now and come back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. The Eagles. Murph says they moved up to number two with that great song. Heartache Tonight, this date, 1979. And we're going to finish with Whitney Houston because on November 3rd, 1992, she released her hit single, I Will Always Love You, and still a beautiful song. We've been bragging about Maria Bautista for months, and we are hoping, praying, and voting to make sure that that happens and that she's our next Superior Court judge. And here she is, Maria Bautista. Maria, welcome back to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
It's great to be back, and I know you're ending here in a few minutes. I just want to thank you for having me on your show a few times for this incredibly important election tomorrow. You know, running for Superior Court has been a great honor, and I appreciate your support and that of your listeners.
How do you feel? How are you feeling? You're getting, I mean, you've hit all these counties, and the state is incredibly huge. How are you feeling? What vibes are you getting?
You know, everything has been incredibly positive. You know, this morning I left Harrisburg and I went to Clearfield County. I'm just in Jefferson County now, leaving, and I'm going to hit my own county, and then I'm driving back to Harrisburg. And I'm telling you, no matter where I go, people have some excitement. They want to help. They want to get out the vote. They know how important these judicial races are. And certainly this seat on the Superior Court that I'm running for is very, very important. It is the people's court.
Well, it's important we get you elected. Maria, we're going to do our best. We're going to be rooting for you. We're going to be telling everybody about you. You're the most qualified. You've been through the test of a primary and the statewide election previously. I think this is your time, Maria Bautista. I certainly hope so.
Well, I feel very blessed to have this opportunity again. And if any indication of the positivity and the prayers that I'm getting text every day, I have prayer warriors across this incredible Commonwealth. Nice. I know that we're going to be successful tomorrow. And ultimately, it's in God's in control at 8 p.m.
Amen.
So let's just keep the prayers coming.
Maria Bautista, our candidate for Superior Court, thank you. And please keep plugging and feel free to call tomorrow as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Maria Bautista, our candidate for Superior Court. Well, as Whitney wraps it up for us, we just want to mention our veterans who were brought to you by our guy, John Basiliga. And they include William Eckrode of Wanamie, Orazio, Pat Caluso, Old Forge, Wes Scranton, and Thomas Biter, Danville. We're losing too many, man. We're losing too many. Hey, remember, Bautista, Wolford. Bautista, Superior Court, Wolford, Commonwealth Court. Also, remember to vote no on these Supreme Court candidates. Remember to vote no. I don't know about the Superior Court candidates, to be honest. But Supreme Court is easy. They are awful. They are partisan. They are not judges. They are politicians in robes. And that's all they are. Believe me. Somebody says if you Google Marty Flynn and bike lanes, it'll pop up. Well, how the hell did he get into all this? Bike lanes. My God. Marty, wake up. Oh, and we got judges that I want you to vote for. Like Mark in Lackawanna County, Mark Powell and Andy Jarbola for retention. We got good judges. The Supreme Court, though, is a nightmare. And we've got to get rid of them. Have to. It's very important. Well, as we head to the top of the hour, we remind you that the Sue Henry Show is next. The Rob O'Donnell Show after that. And God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow morning. to do this all again on Election Day to remind you to vote. Make your plan to vote now and get it done tomorrow. Okay? Just do everybody, including yourself, that favor if you're a common sense conservative. All right? Well, my Bicardo Jeweler watch tells me we are running fast up to noon, which is, means I'm done. If I didn't already say it, God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow at 9. But for now, we must gather to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Have a great afternoon, guys.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.